Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jamma.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. We had an event over the weekend. Jason's Uncle Ben had a stroke.
Yep.
And he was flown to the cardiovascular unit near Orlando. And we, being in proximity, we automatically became the inner circle.
Yes.
So we drove to the hospital to become...
just as kind of a support system for the family.
To become the support system for the family. Actually, we just texted and said, hey, can we bring you some food? That's what we did. And next thing you know, we're at the hospital and it looks like he's in his last hours of life.
Yeah.
And so there are six of us. With Jason and I, it actually, yep. We made eight, I think.
Yep. It was Uncle Ben, his wife, his two kids, his brother and his wife, and us.
And then Jason and I. Now, on the way there, I'm thinking, gosh, I don't have much experience with death.
Or the moments
before death, or even Uncle Ben. I'm not really his inner circle. And so I'm thinking, gosh, I hope I say the right things. I hope this isn't awkward. I don't really know how to act. And in fact, my experience with these types of situations hasn't always been the most celebratory,
pleasant. Like, it's not a good feeling.
On the Living Lucky podcast, we often talk about perception and how you perceive your circumstances. And many times people perceive death as something they don't want to go through.
It's a worst possible outcome.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh.
It's like, I would rather die than do public speaking. And that's not really true, but the perception is that death is really bad, public speaking is really bad, and a lot of times we have this discomfort in anything that is what we aren't looking for or what we don't want.
When really it's an event. It's a circumptance that is happening.
It's something that's going to happen to everybody.
And the way we go about it, the way we perceive it, the way we experience it... it can actually be one of the most beautiful experiences, which is what happened with Jason's family. I was so grateful.
I just got chills.
And honored that I had the opportunity to be in the inner circle of Uncle Ben's last hours on this earth, because it just felt so loving and
it was truly a celebration of life.
It really was.
And one of the things that when you're bringing this up, because A, we didn't know what we were going to talk about really until we turned the mic on and made it hot.
Yes.
And B, one of the things that really came up for me was these uncomfortable things or these circumstances.
Yeah.
Especially if you know they're going to happen.
Yes.
It's how are you living towards them? And Uncle Ben, like during the whole celebration of life, there are the stories and the moments that were discussed about this is really a homecoming for him because it's such a faith-based family and he lived every day with this love and peacefulness and just kind of lived towards this end experience that what turned into a peaceful, loving experience.
And that's why I want to talk about this is because I got to be almost an outsider.
I've only
met Uncle Ben twice. He's not really an uncle. He's actually a distant cousin of Jason's. And like I said, because he was flown to the cardiovascular unit near Orlando, we happened to be in proximity. So because I've only met him twice and we volunteered to take the family pizza, we're there. And of course, they're like, well, come in here and you're in the inner circle. So
you are family.
I'm at the foot of the bed. And, you know, they say, everybody gather around and everybody needs to touch Uncle Ben. So everybody's touching Uncle Ben. I'm touching his foot. And they need someone to play some music. Well, I happen to have Apple Music. So I volunteer to be the DJ. And I'm playing music on my phone. So, you know, I'm picking some songs and I'm just, you know, picking either what they request or what comes to me in the moment. And then I got to witness and hear the stories of how Uncle Ben has impacted people's lives and how he lives in the hearts of his daughter and his son and his wife and his brother and even Jason, you know, and it was so beautiful that I got to hear people say out loud what they normally never tell people.
Wow.
What we normally never take the opportunity to actually say to one another. And I got to hear this. And it just felt like, you know, I often in my meditations, I often say, I don't always know what my life, what my purpose is, but I do know that even in this uncertain time in my life where I'm not exactly sure where I'm headed or what I'm doing or what I'm building, I do know that my energy is maybe more importantly impacting the people I come into contact with.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
It's so true. And when you're saying this, it brings to mind that it's when at our death, we have six people lifting us up. And that's typically three people down each side of the coffin, lifting us up and carrying us to our resting place.
Oh, and I've never thought of it that way. So interesting. And that's kind of what was surrounding Uncle Ben at his bed. Six people and two dogs.
And you mentioned that we should express these heartfelt thanks and what people mean to us in the present, like before death.
Yes.
So what would it be like if we had six people, we could think of those six people that have lifted us up at some point in our life and really impacted us. And how could we reach out to those people now while we're still here, while we have our mental and physical capacity to thank them and tell them, hey, this is what you've meant to me. And I know it may not have meant anything to you because you were just doing your job or being a parent or being a brother or being a friend or just being someone at the grocery store. But it meant something that day and it affected me and something in me changed, like the Grinch. My heart grew three times this day.
The Grinch?
Yeah, so the Grinch at the end of all the things in Whoville, heart grew six times that day or however many times it was.
I've never seen that movie.
Well, at the end, he was affected by the people in Whoville.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's where we need to get to is when you have that moment of, wow, that really meant something. It's worth more than a text.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we don't even text it. Like when that server at the restaurant goes above and beyond and you actually feel like a VIP
right.
or you feel like you had that special moment, we don't take the time to write a little note on the receipt that we leave with them and say, hey, you made my night special. Thank you so much. It meant something
to
me.
Or even just thanks for making me laugh.
Yeah. Anything.
You because know, sometimes people are going, I'm so profound.
I'm
or
putting
so
a
impactful.
Lot of effort in, or I'm putting effort in, and I just want it recognized. I just want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to matter to you.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
I hear you.
I remember calling my ninth grade drama teacher.
Yeah.
And just telling her, hey, I can't tell. I never
was
mentioned this before.
Was this the one you wanted to kiss?
No, that was my chorus teacher.
I just had to bring that up.
My drama teacher wanted to kiss me. I'm just kidding, Miss Johnson. But Miss Johnson, I called her up.
Mrs. Johnson, and I said, Jason Jelfer.
I know you were just doing your job, but you tremendously impacted my life in a great way. And I don't know that I would be all that I am today without your influence.
Yeah, I know. I always,
and it meant the world to her.
I always feel like teachers.
It made me cry.
I always feel like teachers are underappreciated and undervalued and undertold.
Yeah.
They're undertold. And then by the time
we... Because we focus on the homework. We focus on all these other little things, not how it's making us grow. Not how it's adding to our lives. We focus on the discomfort.
Yes. Yes. Well, I just want to say I felt so privileged to witness all of the, I mean, it just was a really wonderful circle. I felt so much love. I do too. And hearing the stories, and then there would be some words of prayer and then some words of wisdom. And then at one point we started breaking out in song, just like on Wayne's World. One person started were you the one that started singing?
I was the one that started singing.
Okay, so Jason started singing out loud, and then next thing you know, other people started singing. I wanted to start singing, but it was out of my range, so I couldn't.
Because I always start on the wrong key.
No, you were fine. But, even Kim said she thought that we were going to start headbanging at one point because everybody was singing, and then we all started laughing after that. So there was laughter, there were tears, there were...
And what's funny also is that it was love and joy even in some of the tough stories.
In some of the grieving too. You know, it was like we were helping each other get through, and at the same time, it was a celebration. I always say life is about... It's not all positive, you know? Even though we want it, we always say, spin positive. Well, life isn't all positive.
That's why you got to spin, though.
And it's about embracing the not so positive and finding the beauty in those moments as well. It's the radical gratitude, because in those moments, that's how we grow and that's how we learn and that's how we become the resilient. And we discover the strength and the perseverance within.
And it's no clearer than when you lose a person that has made you, that's helped you lean into some of those things.
Right? And I also feel like we need both the highs and the lows to help us discover not only the depth of who we are, but the widths of who we are, and also the spiritual sides of ourselves. And there's just so many different temperatures and energies. And I just loved it. It
shifted from an uncomfortable event to a beautiful, worthwhile
life
event.
Celebration. Yes. It truly is a life celebration. And I know that there still is a transition period for the family. I also know that what I witnessed in that room was just truly exceptional. So I am very, very grateful. And I just wanted to talk about it today because sometimes the way we perceive things will make all the difference.
Yeah. So. And we just talk about what we go through and what's real.
Yes.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. Take care. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.